Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everyone, this is the Millionaire Hippies Podcast with your host, Boom Shikha, where we chat about spirituality, business, and health. We all want to live self-actualizing, fulfilling lives with joy, prosperity, and gratitude. Let's go on this beautiful journey together.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video on the Soul Vitamins community. I'm really grateful for all your support, and I'm excited that it feels like the months are moving very quickly. I can't actually believe that, you know, we're in March already. I actually have no idea where January and February left or went, and I'm kind of, you know, trying to think about what I did with these months, and I actually have a very hard time thinking about what I did. I mean, I did do things, but it just feels like time is just flashing by. And I don't know if it's because I'm getting older. I thought that time would move slower when I'm older, but apparently not. I feel like time is just zooming past me. And I'm just feeling this kind of like low-level anxiety inside of me, thinking, oh my God, am I doing enough? You know, am I spending my precious time on this planet doing everything that I want to do? And then because of this low-level anxiety, my sister and I have the same kind of thing. You know, we want to make sure that we really take advantage of this beautiful life that we've been given. We're so lucky. You know, we were able to create these amazing things in our life. And we just want to make sure that we give back, of course, in an appropriate manner. And also that we take advantage of these few precious moments that we have on this planet to do the things that we really want to do. And so, you know, my sister suggested that we start writing down our accomplishments, or, you know, what we received from the universe as gifts every week. And so that's what we've been doing since the beginning of this year. So, you know, since the year ended, my sister and I, we sit down on every Saturday or Sunday, depending on the time, depending on how, you know, the schedule works out. And we sit down and we write down everything that we were able to accomplish, everything that we did, everything poignant, everything that's, you know, noteworthy. And then also, you know, the beautiful gifts and abundance that we receive from the universe. So the fact that we're, you know, we're living in this beautiful villa right now, that definitely goes on the list. You know, wow, I can't believe that I get to live in this villa. I'm so lucky. We're so grateful. And then, you know, if we get to meet some friends, then we put that down. Or if we finished a project, we put that down. Or if we made some extra money from some random spot that we didn't expect, then that we put that down on the accomplishments list as well. And it's just a simple thing, you know. It's not like you think, oh wow, you're doing a great thing. But by the way, if I'm sweating a lot, it's just because it's so hot here. I just can't deal with it. I'm just like a sweaty pig right now. But anyways, so please ignore that. So, you know, it's really fascinating to me, first of all, because when I start writing these things down, you know, oh, I did this, and oh, I did that as well. Oh, I completely forgot about that. I did this, and I did that. And, you know, I start writing, and before I know it, I have 12, 13, 14 items on the list. And it's ridiculous to me, because I think about it, and I'm like, oh, no. I mean, I start writing, and I'm like, no, I didn't do anything this week. It's going to be a very slow week. So it was a very slow week, so I'll have maybe 4 or 5 items on this, maybe, perhaps, not even that. I always start off thinking that, because for some reason, I don't know if I have a bad memory or if I just forget everything that I've done. But, you know, as soon as I start writing, I have all of these items on my list and I'm like, okay, where did all these items come from? And sometimes there are so many items that I completely forgot about that, you know, pop up as soon as I start writing this list. And it really is a great way of kind of not only congratulating myself, which is a great thing, because you say, yes, let's congratulate ourselves. Let's celebrate our achievements. Let's celebrate what we've done with ourselves and for ourselves. Of course, that's really a good thing, but it's also just nice to have this record, because I'm sure at the end of the year, I'll look back, you know, I'll be looking back at 2022 and thinking, oh, you know what? Yeah, I did a couple of things. I moved from here to there and that's it. Because we're so forgetful. And I particularly am very forgetful because I'm constantly moving and constantly doing things and constantly working on projects. So it's a really good record to have for me to go back when I am at the end of the year or even in a few months. You know, maybe we'll do a quarterly review or every 6 months review, and we'll look back at it, at all the things we've accomplished. And it's just a great way to look back and say, wow, we've accomplished a lot. And you probably heard of this already, because there's this kind of time misconception that human beings have, and we tend to overestimate how much we're going to end up doing in a day or in a week, but we underestimate how much we're going to do in a year or in 5 years, right? And that's why, you know, when you're kind of like planning out your 5-year goals or 10-year goals, you're probably going to put like 6 or 7 items on it, but in fact, you should be putting 20, 30, 40 items on it, because it's a long period of time. Whereas if you're kind of planning out your day or your week, you're probably putting 10 or 20 items each day, or, you know, 10 or 20 items or 30 items for the week. Whereas a lot of those items are going to be pushed forward to the next week, because it's just not possible to do all of them in that period of time. Because again, we overestimate how much work we can get done in a short period of time and underestimate how much we can get done in a long period of time. That's just how human beings are. That's how we think. That's a bias that we have. And so it's really important, because doing this kind of accomplishment exercise, writing these down, it really makes me realize, first of all, how much I do accomplish in just a week. But also, if I look back at it, you know, if I look back at my January accomplishments, I'm surprised to see how many items are on that list. Each week, I have about 10 to 12, sometimes 15 items. And that's 60 items that I've accomplished in a month. Now, some of them are just very trivial, of course, and that's totally fine. But a lot of them are not. And so that really is something that I look back and think, wow, like, yes, some things I did were very trivial. I'm like, wow, I shouldn't even put it on the list, but I want to, because I want to remember it. But other things I put, I'm like, wow, that was a really big thing I did this year. And how could I dismiss it like this? How could I forget it? Because unless I had written it down and unless I went back to read it, I would have completely forgotten about it. And so I do highly recommend, I found this exercise to be extremely useful for myself. My sister finds it very useful as well. And so I really do recommend, if you have the time, I know you probably have 100 other things you're doing, but just to have like it takes maybe 5 minutes, not even that, 5-10 minutes. It's only that, you know, sometimes we forget and then we have to do it on a Monday or a Tuesday. But if you don't forget and you do it, you know, every week, it takes 5 or 10 minutes and you write down everything you did for the week, and then you have a record of sorts. And then when you're doing your 1 year markup, or you're kind of like looking back at your year and trying to figure out, okay, how was the year and what did I do? It's very easy, because you just go month by month and look at all the things you've accomplished. And then you can use that month by month accomplishment list to build your year accomplishment list. And that helps you even more, right? Because I'm sure if I didn't write all of this stuff down for January, by the time December comes around, I would be sitting there thinking, okay, so what happened in January? What did I do? Did I do anything? And so with this, you know, I have a record and I can say, oh yes, this is exactly what I did. These are all the beautiful things I did. And wow, what an amazing year. Wow, what an amazing month, right? So I do highly recommend that you do this, especially if you have a tendency to either put yourself down because you think that you're not doing enough, or to put yourself down because you think that you're not accomplishing enough, or you're just wasting your time, or in general, if you think that you have this misguided relationship with your time and with the effort that you put into your time. Because as I said, it really helped me. And I look back at the things that I put down and I'm like, wow, this is great. I feel this sense of accomplishment, but also this sense of pride in me that is very rare for me to feel, because usually I'm always going on to the next thing on the list. You know, next, what am I going to do next? What am I going to do next month? And I forget to congratulate myself and celebrate all of my past accomplishments and say, hey, take a moment and congratulate yourself for all the things you've already done, because they're important. Just don't brush them off and move onwards as if they don't even exist, because that's what I usually do, which is terrible, I know. I'm really trying not to do that anymore, and this exercise is really helping with that. So I hope that if you already don't do this, maybe you already do, but if you don't, I hope that you'll try it out and let me know how it goes. Especially if you're an INFJ, I think this is a really, really good tool to use. And maybe actually I will do a video on the INFJ channel about this, because it might be something useful that INFJs could use. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I'm really grateful for your support, and I shall see you the next time around. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Go check out my website at themillionairehippie.com if you want more free, awesome content. If you really like the podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until next time, namaste.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.